This is a new track by the band Dawes. The band just released a third album. It's called Stories Don't End, and it features the kind of roots rock they've been playing on tour for the last several years. The band spends a lot of time on the road, opening for artists like Alison Krauss and Jackson Browne. I caught up with two of the band members when they stopped by Washington, D.C. recently. Tay Strathairn plays keyboard, and Taylor Goldsmith plays guitar, and he sings. They described what it's like to get to know the country concert by concert. Here's Taylor.
We'll come visit certain legendary cities, and people will say, did you check out this? Did you check out that? And we're like, honestly, we just couldn't.
I mean, I like going to a different place every day.
Yeah.
At the same time, even though you don't get to see it as if you were like a tourist, you've been to every city there is to be to. You know?
Yeah, it's really worth a lot to be able to not only go to these cities once or twice, but to go to them repeatedly, and then all of a sudden have friends there and be familiar with communities there. I don't know, I feel like the most I've ever learned about anything has been from traveling and witnessing different ways of life.
The next time I see you, and my conscience tells me that the episode has long since been closed. But he's not the one that gets up every morning and wonders how long a memory keeps its pose. And how much that the man beside you knows. And how much of the toll it's taken shows.
Do you do all the writing?
Yeah.
So how does that work for you on the road? Do you just assume that when you're touring, that's not going to be a creative time for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm able to finish stuff on tour, but but it's hard for me to like have those moments of inspiration of starting a song on tour. I haven't been able to do that yet. But I read interviews with other artists, and I see, like, even recently reading an interview with Bob Dylan talking about how he gets his best writing done on tour. And so I wonder if it's more of like a muscle someone needs to learn to develop, where it's like how to fall in love with the motel rooms. And it's something I want to definitely explore and get good at. It's something I kind of have to eventually because we're so busy.
So you mentioned Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Might you have been doing a little research on the man? I understand you all are about to go on tour.
Yeah.
That's, I would say, maybe completely amazing on one hand and completely horrifying on another hand.
It's definitely both those things. I mean, maybe not all bands would care, whereas we are huge Bob Dylan fans. A goal of ours is to write the kind of song that you can get together with your friends on a Saturday night and pass a guitar around and one
it.
Of our songs can come up,
yeah.
You know? That's the kind of band we want to be. And that's how Bob Dylan songs are. And then to find out that, you know, our agent called us and says, Bob Dylan wants you to open his whole spring tour.
Did you get the phone call, Taylor?
Yeah, he called me first, and then I called all the guys,
yeah,
like, one by one.
He texted me, like, it was late at night.
I said, let's try get on a conference call. I want to tell everybody at once. And, like, nobody, everyone didn't work, so I ended up calling everybody and told the news three times.
Stars that shine away from me show the one that I have followed. The same to rise tomorrow to see how far I've come.
So how does this work? Like, if you run into him, I mean, are you guys going to eat meals together? Do you call him Bob? Do
you
call him Mr. Dylan?
Honestly, I mean, I've heard such different stories. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't meet him, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I could totally understand that he doesn't want another band to gush and tell him what he means to them anymore. And if you're listening, Bob, we promise not to do that.
So, other bands. I actually saw you open for Alison Krauss a couple summers ago. You've also opened for Jackson Browne. I mean, like you said, these are really big names. What do you learn, if anything? I mean, whether it's, you know, actually sitting down and having a cup of coffee or a beer with Alison Krauss and having her share some kind of songwriting tips, or just by watching, just by being on tour with these people, being in their ether.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, I think, passes off something different, you know, with Jackson and people that have been around longer, you kind of see what it takes to be playing music for over 40 years and to be touring for that long. You know, you learn how to relax from other guys that don't take it super seriously or don't take each show as kind of like life and death. And that's something that I've learned by watching people that play a lot, is like, this show isn't the end all be all. Do your best on this show, and then you have another show tomorrow or the day after, and you have to like do the best you can. It may not have been perfect, and move on to the next one. And you see a lot of guys that play all the time have that kind of more relaxed attitude towards touring and playing.
I imagine that's a balance, though. You still have to be aggressive. It's a tough industry.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, learning how to just release. Is that something you're both...
Well, you'd lose your mind if every show was like... You felt like your career was hinging on every show that you played.
I think Dawes was... That was kind of how the band started, was we were just like, we're not going to be in this band if it's not the most fun thing we could think of doing.
Yeah.
If we continue to play to the amount of people that we play to right now, and that afforded us the opportunity to continue making records, then we'd be four of the happiest guys in the world.
Taylor Goldsmith and Tay Strathairn, both members of the band Dawes. Their new album is called Stories Don't End. You guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.